You're listening to Small But Mighty's Short Stuff, advice for small nonprofit success in under 5 minutes. Brought to you by the Small Nonprofits Alliance, the hub for Australia's small charities. Hi, I'm Kirsty Wallett, founding partner and head of marketing at the Small Nonprofits Alliance. Here at the Alliance, we know that social media is an important tool for your small nonprofit. And one of the most common questions we get is about how you can improve your social media performance without spending any money. So here are three simple tips to boost your social media engagement ASAP that can be applied to your social media content tomorrow. Tip number one, I know anyone who is time poor, and let's face it, that's everyone working in a small charity, freaks out at the thought of creating video content for social media. But there are so many simple ways to use video content without it looking like a million-dollar Hollywood production. Let's talk Facebook first. Video is important because it's the content that cuts through the most in the newsfeed, both organic or unpaid and paid advertising content. Your video doesn't have to be a professional production. Your supporters will want to see how you're operating your organization. Maybe do a live video introducing yourself if you're the founder or CEO, or maybe you could do a bit of a behind the scenes video on a typical day. And it doesn't have to be a live video. Film it and have a few goes until you're confident and then load it up. Trust me, people will want to see the faces and the activities behind the organization they're supporting. They will be interested. Video or stories on Instagram is vital too. You'll actually get more followers and engagement these days by posting using stories rather than a profile or grid post. And the same principles apply as with Facebook. People want to see you and your staff behind the organization. Do a video introducing yourself or give everyone a tour of your office or take them out on the road with you on a typical day. Or if things have changed hugely for your organization during COVID, as many have, tell everyone how you've adapted and what's changed. It might seem like the day-to-day mundane stuff for you, but your supporters will be really interested in putting a face and a name to the organization, whether it's your staff or the people or animals you help. It will create real and genuine engagement, and that's what you need to build a strong, engaged community through social media content. Tip number two. Number two follows on from number one. It's the same concept, but in photos form. After video, engaging images really help your audience engage with you. This is a great option if you're still working on your video and speaking skills. You can apply the same idea as the video. Take a photo of you or your team or introduce them to your supporters. Take behind-the-scenes photos on a day when you're hard at work helping your chosen cause or working to fundraise important dollars. Or get involved in Throwback Thursday on Instagram in particular, but you can also do it on Facebook by posting older photos of past events or successes. Tip number three, less is more. This one is really important. So many small organizations, and large ones too, think that more is more when it comes to social media posts. And trust me when I tell you, it's not. No one is expecting to hear from your organization every day of the week or on weekends, unless that's really relevant to the work that you do. So if you're posting 5 times a week or even 7 times and your engagement is not growing, give yourself a break and pull it back. Spend the extra time that you'll have filming a video or preparing for a live Facebook video in your workspace or developing an interesting and engaging behind-the-scenes photo post. If you need more inspiration for your social media content, you'll find lots of resources and cheat sheets on smallnonprofits.com.au, where you can also join our membership for free.